some ways, I think it's his one of his most complete father characters, and he's never on stage. But because he exists in our mind, and we connect archetypally to our own fathers, and it's delineated so beautifully and articulated by both Lee and Austin with what they say about him, and then you see this legacy of alcoholism, and you see this legacy of violence that they've both inherited, it's in their DNA, it's almost like the absent character that's the most, has some of the most force in the play. And I love the father in Barry Child, and I love the father in the late Henry Moss, and I think those are all great characters, but in some ways, because he's withholding the image in this play, we do so much work as an audience to sort of construct who the father is, and so we invest our own imaginative life into it, and so we it has this incredible power in the play for me, and I think for us, those working on it, and I hope the audience will do that work, and I think they will. I think he's done a beautiful job. It's like the great painters who leave enough space for the eye to construct the image that isn't there. You know, it's like he's working on that level.
Oh, you have it.